Welcome back to our pregame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon, and congratulations again on a huge win last night. Four big goals and stellar goaltending. You couldn't have got a better game out of your team last night.
Yeah, thanks, Kelly. It's a awesome recipe for success when you can put in four and obviously hold your opponents to a couple goals or less. And certainly Lauren Bench was outstanding. I thought particularly in the second period, when Duluth made a pretty good push. And some opportunistic goal scoring. Lydia Passel broke out in a big way for us. Got two big ones there in the first period. And that Kiki Radke's probably was the goal of the game for us. After they had made it 2-1, she restores a 2-0 lead. And great to see Ellie Mosier finish it off against I think the most exciting thing for Ellie was that it was her best friend Flaherty chasing her down there, and she was able to beat her.
Talk about Lydia Passolt. How nice was it to see her get some scoring after she had struggled with some health issues there late in that first half?
Yeah, it was great to see because, you know, Lydia Passolt can flat out score. I've been saying that since we recruited her. She's just got an unbelievable release, and it's just a matter of finding those holes and getting that shot off. And I thought yesterday she was outstanding. She just had a lot of jump. She was moving her feet. And I told her, if you're playing with Clara DeGeorge, she's going to get you the puck. And so just be ready all the time. And, you know, the first goal is maybe one Rooney would like back. She got it, but it was a quick shot on her backhand. The second goal is it was an example of that release. You know, Maddie made a big save on Claire and tried to sweep the rebound into the side, and she just swept it right on Lydia's stick, and Lydia did not hesitate, and it was on her stick, off her stick in a blink. And great to see, because I'd love to see her get on a roll here, because we're going to need it.
You mentioned Lauren Bench. It was fun. I talked to her after the game and said, you know what, I'm really impressed. She's tracking the puck very well. She didn't give up many rebounds last night. Is this kind of the consistency you were looking for between the pipes?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Just solid. Just looks confident. Like you say, is tracking the puck, not giving much up in terms of second chance opportunities. And, you know, we've believed in her all along. She's just you look at her, she just takes up a lot of net. She's just physically kind of an imposing goalie. She's, and you combine that with her tremendous skating skills. And, yesterday was outstanding, and she's been doing that. Now, again, today's another big game. If we get that kind of goaltending, it's going to give us a great chance.
Taking a look at last weekend compared to last night, the pace of the game in the WCHA is so much faster. But how impressed were you that your team was able to adapt quickly?
Yeah, you're spot on there, Kelly. You know, Duluth's a very, very good team. They've got a great group of forwards, and they've got a lot of jump. So, but our group was ready for it. I think, you know, to a player, they were looking forward to the weekend. And we knew it was at stake, and I think that was just reflective and two really good teams going at it hard, and I'm sure you'll see the same thing today.
UMD's power play goal in the second period snapped your 27 consecutive penalty kill streak. I spoke with Claire DeGeorge last night, and she said, you know what, we're just going to start a new streak tomorrow. That's your team's mindset, and that's a good thing to have, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, credit Duluth. They made a real nice play. You know, Bell popped out, and Coach Fricklin went over it to him. Went over with our penalty kill today this morning, quite exclusively on it. And she said, "You got to tip your hat to him." And there's a couple different things maybe we could have done differently. But hockey's a reaction game. You know, puck's going to bounce here, puck's going to bounce there, and they just happen to find one. But I thought our response after that was great, and that's just a great mentality to have. You know, from Claire, one of our penalty killers, is let's just start a new streak.
Well, your team's got a great streak going here at home. Home ice has been kind to the Lady Beavs, and they take pride in this rink. Talking to the girls last night, they were really excited that they have kept the streak going. But it's going to make you happy that they take such pride in playing here at home.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we want to be a team that's hard to play against here, and we've got a great group of real loyal fans that come every game and encourage anybody that hasn't seen us to come on out to the Sanford Center. And I think you'd be really impressed by that, by the quality of the hockey that you're going to see. And if we can keep doing that, Kelly, it's certainly going to help us in terms of where we want to finish in this league.
One player that you lost there in that first period last night early was Haley Mack, and she is such a energizer out there for your team. How tough is it to lose her, and what is her status?
It's really tough because Haley does so much for us. One of our leading scorers, one of the people that we rely on to score goals. She's a penalty killer. Unfortunately, she's going to be out, and we'll find out a little bit more on Monday in terms of the severity, but she'll be out today.
What's going to be a key to getting a win here today and getting these 3 points?
Well, I told them Duluth's going to come out hard. There's no question. You know, it's a big game for them, and we need to be ready. We need to be on our toes. I think it's really imperative that we take the game to them. Puck management is going to be another crucial factor, and what I mean by that is we've got to really limit our turnovers. And again, when we have the puck, we want to keep it. I think we can possess in the offensive zone. But again, just not going to reinvent the wheel. We just got to go out, be a little better with the puck, be a little better on our end in terms of getting stops. But let's play spend a lot of time in their zone if we can, and get as many pucks on net as we can.
Coach, good luck. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly.